Gising Maharlika, with me, Al Santillan. We are going to talk about things like how Kanye West got over, recovered from brainwashing, literal brainwashing. And also the main topic is how and why are people having difficulty unplugging from the matrix of deception and lies. Muli, magpapakilala ako. Yeah, ulitin ko, ako isang Pilipino, isang tatay, isang asawa, tatay ako ng dalawang bata. At nagkataon ng naging kurso ko nung kolehiyo ay biology. At nahasa ako sa larangan ng research. And ako bilang tao ay sobrang matanong lang talaga. At gusto ko laging i-make sure mga bagay-bagay. So I would consider myself as one who thinks freely. Free thinker, truth seeker, that's my passion. Life is about learning. So nice to meet you sa mga manonood. And gusto ko lang i-remind sa inyo, take a look at the message, not only the messenger. Tapos do your own research, do not believe anything that we say. So welcome to episode 5, Why Are People Having Difficulty Unplugging from the Matrix? What is Operation Mockingbird? Alright, so ano ba yung Matrix? I went live on Facebook to discuss this to people. So as simple as I can and as detailed as I can, binabalance ko. Let's go! Matrix. Kasi pag sinabi mo agad na Matrix, yung tao, the masses think na it's a movie, it's fiction. We have to define first kung ano ba yung Matrix. Gusto kong sabihin sa tao na kung ilan yung tao sa mundo, di ba 7.8 billion people, ganun din kadami yung perspective, ganun din kadami yung realities, di ba? Bro, ikaw may reality ka na na-perceive, may reality ka na nakikita. Ako may reality din ako na nakikita. 'Di ba? Ngayon, what if yung reality mo kasinungalingan? What if yung mga mga nakapaligid sa iyo nagsisinungaling? 'Di ba? Let's level it down. Kunyari, yung matrix ng ex mo. Let's say ganito. Yung ex mo nagsisinungaling na pala sa iyo. Pero 1 year na kayo, 2 years, dire-diretso lang siya magsinungaling. Ang tawag doon, matrix of deception. Matrix of lies ang tawag doon. So how do you unplug? Kailangan mo munang malaman na nasa tinatawag kang matrix. Kailangan mo malaman na may nagsisinungaling sa'yo. So ano ba yung, ikaw, tanungin kita. Ano yung parang nagsasabi sa'yo? Ano yung mga clues mo sa environment na masasabi na this is... may matrix of deception, may matrix of lies. So my friend answered that question and his answer was intuition. Dinagdag ko lang na kailangan din ng research. So let's talk about it. Bro, yung sinabi mo na tungkol sa intuition, di ba? Siyempre, doing your own research. Dalawa yun eh. Both sides of the coin. Intuition and doing your own research. Para sa akin, kung ilang taon na tayo sa buhay, yung intuition natin nagkakaroon ng scorecard, nagkakaroon ng parang record. Tapos parang every time that your intuition is correct and the research backs it up, nagkakaroon ka na parang sabi na eh. Tama yung intuition ko eh. Sabi na eh. Kasi nung halingan yun eh. Sabi na may nakita akong ganyang detalye kaya ganun. Diba? Tama? Experience. Ayun. Kaya, pero... meron ding may mga matatanda na still believe in the lies, na alam nila na ito ay still legit, na deadly na sakit yung pandemic. Pero bakit ganun? So sa tingin ko, may mga ways kung bakit hirap na hirap silang mag-unplug from the matrix, like infiltration. Infiltration, ang globalist elites, they infiltrated the society, for example, kasi let's talk about Operation Mockingbird. Number one, na I think kailangan maging outcry ng bawat Pinoy. Kailangan malaman ng bawat Pinoy yung tungkol sa Operation Mockingbird. Diba? Ano ba yung Operation Mockingbird? Bro, sinimulan yun ng CIA noong 1940s. simula ng CIA na 1940s. Tapos ang goal ng Operation Mockingbird, sabi nung pinaka-presidente nila nung panahon na yon, is kapag nakikita na ng lahat ng tao ay peke na, successful na. Well, para sa akin ang translation nun, pag nakakreate na sila ng matrix of lies at wala na totoong nakikita yung mga tao, successful na sila. Grabe ka sinister yung goal, no? Nasa CIA documents to. You have to dig for yourself. You have to dig for yourself. And sila rin yung nag-coin nung term na conspiracy theorists or conspiracy theory. Lahat ng nagre-research about JFK assassination at that time, using the radio, using the newspapers, using the news, they denounce the researchers and the journalists about the JFK assassination. Binabrand nilang conspiracy theorist. So, tinatawanan nila para hindi na mag-research yung tao. Tapos, mapahiya yung mga nag-research. So, it's a very deceitful operation. It's an artful operation using different techniques, psychological techniques, and emotional techniques para i-manipulate yung tao. Tapos sinabi kong infiltration kasi CIA yun eh. Sa US, every major media company dun may nakapasok na CIA. One evidence is Anderson Cooper, CIA. Chris Cuomo, CIA. Brother niya na mayor ng New York, CIA. If you talk to them, they will say, tsaka yung mga relationship nila within the Democrat Party, etc. Andun. So very biased yun ang lumalabas sa mainstream media. Major point about, what do you call this, people having difficulty unplugging from the matrix. Alam mo bakit? Number one reason, fluoride. Fluoride. Fluoride found as a toothpaste. Oh. First of all, fluoride as a gas was used by Hitler to kill off the Jews. Diba? So, any amount of fluoride, sabihin nila, ang alam mo, ilulusot sa akin ng mga tao niyan, even the scientific community. Minute, ano lang daw, onti lang naman yung nasa toothpaste to cause any harm. Pero kung araw-araw ka naman nag-fluoride, edi hindi mo, ano yun, maiipon. And hindi to madaling what do you call this, nadidetox sa katawan. Fluoride calcifies your pineal gland. Yung pineal gland kasi, part yan ng brain mo, na it helps you detect the truth. It helps you detect the truth. So, pag calcified ang pineal gland mo, mahihirapan kang makapag-detect ng truth. Yun. Kaya, ang globalist elites, they intended to put fluoride in the water, put heavy metals in the water, calcify the water, para, pati even the, yung calcium supplements, it's not supposed to be taken like that. You have to get calcium from natural sources, not a supplement form. Kasi anong nangyayari, ninanakawan pa yung buto mo ng calcium. Ganun ginagawa nila. Tapos yung, ang nangyayari sa sobrang na calcium na hindi nagagamit, kinakalcify na lalo yung pineal gland. Diba? So kahit anong pag-persuade sa'yo ng kaibigan mong kaklose mo, kahit kapatid mo na magsabi sa'yo na, dude, you're in for a rude awakening, na nagsisinungaling na yung mga tao sa'yo, even the scientific communities, lying to you, hindi mo pa napapansin. Dahil dun sa factor na yun. Dahil sa fluoride. So, kailangan yung tao research about fluoride. Mga Pinoy, kailangan mag-research na tanggalin nyo na sa, ang alternative ko, baking powder. Oo, ngayon, kanina, nag-brush ako ng teeth ko using baking powder. Basahin ko yung toothbrush sa baking powder, mas ganun. Mas effective pa nga siya sa regular toothpaste eh. Hindi siya madulas. Pag after, parang, ganun yung tunog pagkatapos sa umagana eh. Sige, fluoride po ay hindi lang nila nilagay sa Colgate para i-brainwash ang tao. Na rin para patayin na rin ng paunti-unti ang tao sa mundo. Ay, tanging mga utu-utu lang ang gumagamit ng fluoride Colgate. We cannot blame people if they're using this. Kasi paano? Ito, this comes to next in our topic since we're halfway through. Very important. Herd mentality. Yes, baking soda. That's true. Baking soda. Herd mentality, bro. na parang pare-pares kasi tayo ng pinapanood na news. So, pag sinabi ng news na Colgate is okay, eh yung kapitbahay mo pares lang naman ng TV na pinapanood eh. Yung kapamilya mo sa ibang lugar, yun din na pinapanood. So, parang, ay, okay, ginagamit ko. So, sinabi rin ng dentista ko, okay. Pero ikaw na hindi ka nagre-research, hindi mo alam yung epekto ng fluoride kung anong ginagawa. So, delikado. No? Akala mo, they give you the best intentions, but no. But no. When someone controls the media, you control the population. Kasi pare-pares lang sila nakikita eh. It's an illusion. You think, for example, there's three major companies like TV5, GMA7, and ABS-CBN. Meron dong isang hindi fake news. Lahat yon, when you dig deeper, follow the money. Para sa akin, yun ang way para malaman mo kung nasan yung interest nung company na yun. ABS-CBN, Gabby Lopez, they found out that yung PDRs, they're receiving foreign interest. So, dun pa lang, malalaman mo na na hindi para sa Pilipino yung ginagawa nila. TV5, Manny MVP, Pangilinan. Also, Indo Royal funded. GMA7, it is about to be found out na PDRs din sila. May mga PDRs din sila. So, it's an illusion of choice. Wala kang mapipilian. Kaya ako, ang number one suggestion ko, turn off the TV. Kasi, eto pa, that one thing that woke me up is the original patent for television. You go now, i-research nyo, TV patent. Yun lang, TV patent. And then lalabas, nakalagay ito, no? Even we go to Google now, sabihin doon as nervous system manipulation, bro. Ano bang ibig sabihin ng nervous system manipulation? Yung utak, di ba? Kinokontrol. Eh, paano kung marami? Eh, di maraming makokontrol. Di ba? Ganto kasi yung ginagawa nila eh. Siyempre, they have useful roles in our daily in our society itong balita. Like, for example, traffic, weather, di ba? Yung ganyan, kung ano yung mga balita. So, parang ikaw, oo, totoo to. They develop trust in you early on. Di ba? Na araw-araw, ito papanoorin ko para malaman ko kung paano pupunta sa gantong lugar, kung na-gets mo. Eh, what if the foreign interests started to do their thing? What if yung lies and propaganda na yung ano nila, yung pro-promulgate nila, hindi mo na malalaman kung totoo sa nila o hindi kasi nag-develop na sila ng trase na sobrang tagal na. Diba? For decades. Ganon. How do you know if you've woken up from the lies? How do you know if you've unplugged from the matrix? I believe that then there are people that woke up earlier than other people. It's not something to be, what do you call this, boastful about. You know, it's a sense of responsibility. And we're not saying that we know everything, di ba? Hindi naman ganun eh. Pag, di ba? Parang, we just know that very important to. We're talking about our freedoms, di ba? Overcoming Operation Mockingbird, overcoming the matrix of lies sa media is getting freedom. So, determine kung sino yung mga nagsasabi ng mga lies na yun. You will find freedom. Ano yung mga authorities na yun na ano? And ang number one, ano ko, tool ko para malaman kung sino pagkakatiwalaan at hindi, follow the money. Alamin mo kung sino yung mga nasa taas, kung sino yung may-ari. Diba? Pag ang ending mo, ops, globalist elites, Luciferians, mga ganyan, cabal, linked to the CPP, linked to the NPA-CPP, NDF, mga ganyan-ganyan, eh di ano ka na? Stay away ka na dun. Tama ba? And another one, bro. Kasi sa tingin ko nahihirapan yung mga taong they trust celebrities. Tama ba ako? They trust celebrities. Napag-usapan na natin?
we're gonna talk about something spicy. Kanye surviving what they call MK Ultra mind control. So ano kaya to? So don't believe anything we say. Do your own research.
And let's get deeper para malaman ng tao kung gaano ka kalalato. Ito si Carlo, sabi niyo, same as MK Ultra used by the CIA mind control. Alam mo sino nag-expose dito? Si Kanye West. Kanye West went on camera, went on record na siya is a survivor of brainwashing, of mind control. Dinefine niya, dinescribe niya yung feeling para daw may kumakamot sa utak mo. Parang may gumaganon daw. Alam mo kung anong ginagawa sa kanila to control their minds? They isolate them, tapos binubuksan yung mata nilang ganyan. Alam mo yung sa, ano? Yung sa Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Ayan, binubuksan yung mata nilang ganyan. Tapos, either they're in LSD or mga ganyan, or shrooms, mga ganyan. Tapos, may pinaparinig sa kanila mga audio messages and mga visuals to brainwash them. Totoo yun. Sinabi ni ano yun, ni Kanye West, siya mismo naging whistleblower. So, if it exists kay Kanye West, sa tingin nyo, nag-exist ba yun sa mundo or sa atin locally? And eto pa, balikan natin yung ano ah, yung question bro. So you're saying that all the governments in the world agreed to scam us? Sobrang laki naman nun, that's impossible na lahat nagkasundo-sundo, di ba? Yung kung planado ba yung pandemic or hindi. Di ba? Yes and no, di ba? Na may mga governments na napasok, may mga governments na hindi. We just take a look at the numbers. Tanzania, for example, hindi napasok. Tayo, na-infiltrate tayo si Duque. WHO yan eh. Sa US, si Fauci. Sa Australia, ganun. So you find the link. Kung sino nasa taas, follow the money. Kung link yan sa WHO, they want to depopulate us. Maling-mali. So, marami silang na-infiltrate ng mga tao. Alam mo yung mga tools sila kung ano? Number one, non-disclosure agreements. Alam mo yun?
Who started the word conspiracy theory? Ano yung etymology ng word na ito? Sino yung unang nagsimula magpalabas ng word na conspiracy theory?
The challenge is, society, especially most millennials today, they're quick to label critical thinkers, conspiracy theorists. They can't go to the fact na ang nag-coin ng term na conspiracy theorist ay CIA. It was a propaganda. It's lazy to label something as conspiracy kung di mo i-double check yung other side ng story. So people have to double check. And ito pa, people don't know about blackmail. You know, huge institutions use blackmail. Hunter Biden, laptop. Right? They use pedophilia and child sex abuse na parang, ito, bibidyo natin. No? May deal kami na gagawin niya. It involves money. It involves something illegal. Diba? Kung wala akong hawak dito, hindi ko ito mapapakulong. Pero kung may hawak ako dito, wala siya magagawa. Kasi pag na-out yan na pedophile yan, papatayin yan. Diba? Parang ganun. That's blackmail. That's the deepest blackmail. Or imagine this, we talked about this eh. Itong mga executives ito, itong mga mayayaman na ito na may-ari ng mga mainstream companies, media, di ba may mga penthouse yan? What if, kasi nangyayari ito sa ano eh, sa US. They invite underage girls, andun na sila, private na yon, tapos may mga cameras, tapos itong si celebrity na to, I'm not going to name names kung ano, tapos makita sila sa video kasama yung mga bata na naka-sexing damit, wala, na-compromise na sila. Na pag hindi mo sinunod yung gusto namin, papakita namin to. Black Mirror shit. Oh, Hunter Biden is the number one example. Sino pa kaya? Dami. For those people na they want to go on their with their lives na parang okay lang yung mga nangyayari, I think this video is not for you. Pero kung ikaw yung tao na parang, teka, ba't parang palala ng palala yung sistema? Pahirap ng pahirap yung ginagawa nyo. Hindi nararapat to sa humanity, ah. And I think, we are the right people who should be talking with. Na mag-usap-usap tayo. And let's find out about the truth. And let's help people wake up, take back control of their freedoms. Ito sa akin, number one na nakatulong. So, na-eliminate ko yung fluoride. I did the opposite of watching TV. So, watching TV is going outside eh. Parang yung senses mo masyadong nakarely sa external source. Diba? Sa external authority. Alam mo, ang nawala sa lahat ng tao, it's self-reliance and trust sa sarili. Yun yung nawala. Kasi, na-develop throughout time that there must be an authority. Ang dami ko nakakausap eh. Every time na magde-debate ako, diba? Sabihin, ay, hindi ako expert sa ganyan, kaya hindi ako pwede magsalita sa ganyan. Naririnig mo yung ganun? No, so, parang nililimit lang nila yung sarili nila based on their role in society. Na kung ibang knowledge, wala silang karapatan na para pag-usapan yun. First of all, information is neutral. Diba? Information is available to everyone, and it, the truth, kung totoo yan, it will not change. Even if you double-checked it, flipped it around, the truth will not change. So, kung ikaw, kahit anumang role mo society, graduate ka man or hindi, pero truth yung sinasabi mo, edi truth yun, kahit anumang role mo, your message is the truth. Pero kung dinadaan mo lang sa authority, deliks yun. E paano pala kung authority, tapos nagsisinungaling na sa harap mo? Papaniwalaan mo pa din? Tinanggal na natin sa tao yung, yung ability to be inquisitive. Diba nung mga bata, parang in-encourage natin, sige, magtanong kayo. Pero ngayon, pag nagtanong ka at kinontra mo yung mainstream narrative, delikado ka, misinformation ka daw. Diba? So, why not look at both sides of the coin? Mayroon naman kaming ebidensya, pwede nyo naman tignan, at mukhang okay nga. Hindi yung, alam mo yun, binablock ka or sinesensor ka. Diba? Bakit kailangan mo isensor? Di ka ba nagtitiwala sa mga followers mo na kaya nilang mag-isip para sa sarili nila? Diba?
Not only our brains have a lot of neurons, also our hearts, around our stomach, around our sympathetic nervous system. Kapag ito nasi-stress, hindi sila nakapag-perform. So, hindi ka rin makapag-isip and makapag-decide. So, balancing these areas, balancing your information centers, is critical in determining kung ano yung katotohanan. And what do you do after using your heart and using your brain in finding the truth and also detoxifying your body of all these fluoride and etc.? What do you do after that?
Call it compass. Kung ano yung compass ng heart mo, ng alam mo yon, ng mindset mo, yun yung ma-attract mo. The kind of news, you will attract fake news pag fearful ka and anger. Pero kung ikaw yung enlightened ka naman, na loving person ka, then you're a truth seeker, you will take things neutrally. You will weigh things on its own. Kung ano man, titignan mo lahat ng sides. Yun ang gusto kong maging statement sa lahat. Follow people who are loving. Follow people who are hopeful. Let's help people unplug from the matrix of lies, of deception. Find out about Operation Mockingbird. Umalis tayo doon. Gayahin natin si Kanye. Umalis tayo sa Operation Mockingbird.
This is Al Santillan. Gising Maharlika. Welcome to the Great Awakening.